Part 32, Chapter 2. They had taken time and worked it all out. There was always a risk in handling cyclos, even in just being around them. One rake of a paw's claws could tear one's face off. McKendrick had actually started on Chirk because there was less danger in it. The worker he had tested earlier had been a risk. The cyclo had surged up when half anesthetized, and had it not been for straps, somebody would have gotten hurt. So, putting a cyclo under and operating when that cyclo was apprehensive, believing perhaps he was about to be killed, was a thing to be avoided. The younger doctor had been trained, as many general practitioners were, in rudimentary dentistry. He examined a couple of skulls, studying the fangs and back teeth. They were caked with a coating from goo food, which seemed to turn black in time. There were a couple of cavities evident. Johnny got him some silver and mercury so the doctor could make an amalgam for filling. He also fashioned a breathe mask for them, which used the nose bones and made some plugs which could block the mouth air passages and force the cyclo to breathe only through the nose. He also found some small drills. The plan was to tell all the cyclos that it was a new regulation that they have their teeth repaired and polished. They said it could be painful, so it was being done under an anesthetic. The cyclos as a group, when being briefed, were a little dubious, mostly because the company had never had any concern for employee health. But new place, new ways. The team set it up as an assembly line. The cyclo would be brought in, put under, and have the capsule or capsules removed, and then would be pushed down to another table where the younger doctor, taking advantage of the anesthesia, would fix and polish up the fangs and back teeth. In this way, after the first one, each cyclo entering would see another cyclo lying there, unconscious, getting his teeth fixed on another table. The metal analyzer on the first table was explained as necessary to find cavities. They rolled up their sleeves and began to roll. The assembly line went off without a hitch. A cyclo would come in, get the metal removed from his brain, be shunted over to get his teeth fixed, and then be wheeled back on a mine cart to the cyclo area of the compound to recover. It took 144 working hours, 12 days, to get the whole lot through. The early ones were all up and about before the last one was finished. They had had a lot of cavities, even some minor extractions. But their gleaming fangs! My, were they impressed! Walking about, whenever they passed a reflective surface, they could be seen holding their breath, lifting their breathe masks, and inspecting anew their beautiful new smiles. A cyclo admiring beauty was a major change in itself. They did not become more polite, but they became more pleasant and agreeable. Kerr couldn't stand the others getting all this without himself getting into the scene. He didn't even know he didn't have any capsules, but he did know his fangs weren't shiny bright. So they had to pull him in, put him under, and polish his teeth. And that finished the lot. The medical team took the cricks out of their backs and began to pack up.
It's all over to you now, Johnny,
said McKendrick.
Be careful, as we have no guarantee they won't retain some residual behavior pattern based on tradition and education. I hope you finally solve their math.
And the team went back to Aberdeen. Johnny was on his own.
End of CD 42.